Thanks for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. This sermon was based upon the lectionary readings for the day. To stay connected at Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check us out on the web. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
Good morning. Are any children who want to come forward this morning, or do I have to give my children's sermon to the Paschal candle? Which I'm willing to do, I am. Good morning. Thank you. Come on. You're going to be by yourself. It's just going to be us. If you have something really important to remember, do you have a way that helps you? So I tied this string around my finger to help me remember, but now I've forgotten why I tied the string around my finger. Some things are easy to forget, like, did you brush your teeth, right? When your mom and dad say, did you brush your teeth? Right? Sometimes you can't remember, right? Other things are easier to remember, like how many days are left in school, right? Or the score of your last baseball game, right? You can remember those things. And at school, we're asked to remember all kinds of things. Right? Spelling, words, every Friday, still. Right? No? They don't do that anymore? You don't have to, oh, there's spell check. Okay. How about math facts? You still have to memorize math facts, right? Yes. Okay. I'm seeing a lot of very unhappy children now. Okay. But some things are easier to remember, like that our moms and dads and grandparents love us. They show us that all the time, that they do. Do you remember last week, maybe some of you were here and Michael asked you to do something? He said you might want to go and draw a picture of what love looked like. Now, some of you may have already forgotten that. Right? Did anybody draw a picture of love? You might have a photograph at home that you look at that reminds you of how much you're loved. A picture of you with your parents in some place special, right? One of the reasons that we come here every week is to hear again the stories of how much God loves us and how much help us remember that God's love is a forever kind of love. But you already know that. And you practice that by coming here every week to church, by saying your prayers, yeah, by being kind to each other. And when you do those things, other people see that, and then they know God's love as well. So if you think about it or you remember, maybe this week you could draw a picture of love, try again, or find a photo and maybe bring it next week. You think you might could do that? And if I remember why I tied this string on my finger, I'll let you know. Okay? Thank you all. Can you go back to your seats? At lunch one day last week, Michael asked me what was the first thing I was going to do on my sabbatical, which starts in 2 weeks. See, I'm also counting and easy to remember how many days are left. My first thought was, I'm not going to do a thing, nothing. But really, I can only do nothing for so long. So while it may not sound very sabbatical-like, one of the first things I want to do is to organize several large Rubbermaid totes of our accumulated family relics, photographs, report cards, playbills, those handprint turkey placemats, reports on the diseases of the pancreas, years of science fair data, replicas of a log cabin and the galaxy. I'm seeing some smiles. You all have some of that in Rubbermaid totes in your house, too. Now, I do have a few more sabbatical-sounding adventures planned, but I want to have a more orderly record of our lives to catalog some of our family memories. Much of our memories, our remembrances, are attached to a record of a time, a place, or an event. We have albums of photographs, totes of artifacts and keepsakes. All these items help trigger memory to bring forward something from the past. And memory is more than just a retrieval system. It's the key to intelligence. Memory is the organizing of thoughts, the cataloging of events, putting together the things that we have seen, heard, or experienced. Memory synthesizes data and facts with experience and allows us to make a plan, to predict an outcome, or solve a problem. All ritual, all symbols, all celebrations are about remembering. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, and the ritual celebrations that accompany them are the reminders of our beginnings and ends. Celebrations of life events with the requisite cake and parties, songs and gift giving are rituals reminding us of the stories not just of our own lives, but of all those who have gone before us. Often, a ritual does that more clearly than even a photograph. Memory or remembering is central in our lives of faith and practice. We remember the patriarchs and the prophets, the saints, the holy men and women who have preceded us. We remember and celebrate in word and song and action the events of Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection, because those memories remind us of God's saving action throughout all history. And there we find truth and strength for the present, as well as our hope for the future. In the gospel proclaimed this morning, we hear Jesus preparing the disciples for his eventual leaving. Jesus gives them the promise of the Holy Spirit, or what I like to think is the ultimate mnemonic device to help the disciples remember. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Memories fade over time, and the Holy Spirit comes so that we can remember. Remember all God has done for us, all God does for us. Remember the gift of peace, the peace that comes not of our striving, but as gift. Remember that we are not alone ever. That God abides in us and with us. God makes a home in us. We remember the promises, the actions, the behavior, and most of all, the love of Christ. We remember because much of the world does not remember the saving acts God does in the name of love. I know that throughout history there have been the kinds of horrible events, the kinds of evil perpetrated that we remember so as not to repeat them. Yet often these calls to remember are highly emotional efforts intent on manipulation and persuasion. The reminding that Jesus desires for the disciples is different. It brings peace. Memory, with the help of the Holy Spirit, becomes dynamic, not static, expansive, not restrictive, life-giving, not fearful. In our own way, at this table, with poetic phrasing and symbolic gesture, we remember the love of God come to earth, the promises of Jesus, the hope of the resurrection, and the peace of God. The liturgy, our celebration of Christian life, always points us toward remembering, not as manipulation, but as invitation to respond with love to the love received. Our remembering as a people of God in the church of God is more than recognizing past mistakes, more than a rehearsal of old grudges. Ours is a memory that propels, that illuminates, that empowers the faithful, that's you and me, to live as if the kingdom of God is here and now. This is the power of the Holy Spirit helping us to receive the forever gift of love and purpose. Together we come to this place, to this table, to remember the saving acts of God in Christ. Together we come to remember that in this Eucharistic meal we celebrate a world where light needs no lamp, where there is no darkness, no night. Together we come for strength and courage to receive love freely given. It is our advocate, the Holy Spirit, who encourages us to share these memories with those we meet, with those we meet in this world, and reminding us of the world to which we belong as daughters and sons in the beloved community of God. That is a memory worth keeping and sharing. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God.
Let us pray in union with our risen Lord, in the power of the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, for the peace of Christ, his own gift to his apostles. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who hold authority in this world, Barak our president, Nathan our governor, and in the church, Catherine our presiding bishop, and Rob and Keith our bishops, and for the clergy and the people of St. Julian's, Douglasville, and the Church of the Ascension, Cartersville, that the Holy Spirit may guide them into the ways of justice, peace, and truth for the good of all people everywhere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection, that we may love Christ and keep his word and be made one with each other, with Christ and God. For those to be baptized at the Feast of Pentecost, Harper Brooks Nash, Davis Haggard Gates, Gallen Elizabeth Owen, Brennan Claire Owen, and Madeline Davis Mangan. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially Joan Tilson, Melody Cannon, and Kathy Probst, we commend to your mercy all who have died, especially the very Reverend Bob Oliver and Charles Todd Heron. We also remember all who have died during the past week in conflicts around the world, and especially those from the American military community. Barrett L. Austin, Aaron R. Blanchard, Robert J. Hess, Daniel N. Fannin, and Ree K. Nishizuka. Let us pray to the Lord. For the whole creation, men, women, children, plants, animals, and the wonders of the universe, that we may all in our varied ways give praise to the God who made and loves us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for those till the earth and those who fish in the waters to bring food to the world, and for all whose hand is open to give bread to the hungry, that all may enjoy the fruits of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, you have sent your Holy Spirit to teach us and to bring to remembrance all you have done in the power of God. Be known to us as you have promised. Hear our prayers. Grant us your peace and love, and give us those things which we need in this life, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Good morning. I'm always amazed. It doesn't matter how many people we start the 9 o'clock with, it doubles by 9:15. But as you can tell, evidenced by the room, Episcopalians, as the old saying go, are truly allergic to rain. And we've had a fair dose of it in Atlanta, haven't we? I hope that you are okay and your household are okay in the midst of all this water. And we remember those who this morning are in our midst in the city that are not okay, whose homes have been flooded. So please do remember that this weather, which has been pretty amazing, has affected those around us. And so we'll be trying to figure out how we can help many that are suffering because of the water. If you happen to be visiting us this morning, we are delighted to see you. There's a card found in the pew rack. We would love for you to fill it out, place it in the alms basin so we can be in touch with you by email or call you and send you a letter. Whatever we can do to help you as you make your way, do let us know if you'd like to fill out one of those cards. There are many announcements in this morning's bulletin. I will just say that following this service, we hope you'll come for coffee and fellowship over in the Commons, and we hope you'll make your way then to Christian Formation. You'll see the classes listed on the bottom of page one in the insert. I hope that you will be praying for our children. They're away this morning. Our youth choirs have traveled to St. Timothy's Episcopal Church in Chattanooga, where they are leading worship there. And I think going to the aquarium and doing other fun things. So remember them as they travel. This Thursday evening, you have the opportunity to join us for Evensong at 6 p.m. It is a worship service. There is no charge. It's not a concert. We hope you'll come. It is the Feast of the Ascension. If you would like to support our music, though, with the Friends of Music, we hope that you will call and let us know that by tomorrow so that we can make a reservation for you at the dinner that follows the Evensong on Thursday evening. More information in the bulletin. On May 19th, it is the Feast of... Say it a little louder. Pentecost. Very good. And what happens on May 19th? The schedule changes, right? And there's a parish picnic following the 10:30. So please mark your calendars. VBS, June 10 through 14. Summer mission trip for youth, July 19 through 16. More information in this morning's bulletin. Finally, we still need a little help with Family Promise, our outreach to homeless families in Sandy Springs. We especially need someone to provide lunch this Saturday for our families that we are hosting, as well as act as a host Saturday evening from 5:30 to 8:30. You may call the parish office or see Georgia following this service. Remember that at this table, God so loves you. And remember at this table, God asks you to so love the world. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us. and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. the gifts of God for the people of God. In the name of this congregation, I send you forth, bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
now let us go into the world to love and serve the Lord.